You're listening to the show about Pavlov's Zone of Truth. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
He's got this really wild look in his eyes. He really wants this to be good, and he sees the potential. But he's frustrated by the concept of, by the limitations of time. What's wrong?
Oh, nothing. I thought you were talking to me.
It was.
She kind of was. She was talking about you, but with the intent of you hearing it.
All right. Well, I'm going to just send this. Eric, how do I send this to you?
Whatever you're comfortable with. Pony Express.
Nothing.
Should I tell people the title of your recap, or is that a spoiler?
I don't care.
Is that personal between you and me?
You can just play it.
Okay. I don't care.
The file name?
The file name, yeah.
Sure.
It's called Self-Conscious Recap 05-20-2023.
Okay.
All right. Previously on Pork Fried Dice. It's just this.
It's an instrumental recap.
Yep.
It's a long intro.
The end.
Rusko and Shimi return a wagon, two millings goods and sundry. I pushed a human off of a ledge. Oh, right, when I was 8, I punched a pole as hard as I can. The present isn't a mystery. It's the past and it's brackish clear. Illusory remembering. Wow. Rafina and Gary the ferryman. Processions of captains and coffins. I hoist the mucilage and I ferry the crowd. But I'm flipping the book and the protege's rowing. Ashes to ashes, ferret to ferry. Quino, Captain Malvolio Paisley's Chloe the ferret died, hitting the dock below. Rise and guide me, dear Trafast. I'll play king, alright. But we won't be pawns in Zantras' game. Oh no, not again. I'm stuck with a Pompeian plan. I'm happy to see my family too. Kivash and Gesh, but no loyal militia. I've never raised armies. I've never spread prophecies. I never did know how to die. Let the fire pay the price. These scullies end burning now. Ashes to ashes, ferret to ferry. We know Captain Malvolio Paisley's Chloe the ferret died hitting the dark and below. The old man said, arrest these men. You better not mess with these gendarmes. The old man said, arrest these men. You better not mess with these gendarmes. The old man said, arrest these men. You better not mess with these gendarmes. The old man said, arrest these men. You better not mess
with these gendarmes. Nice face.
I put the words in the channel.
That was so cool.
I feel like it's a movie. I feel like there's a movie happening in my head.
Yeah.
And that was like a real
song.
You're seriously, you sound like you're in a band. Like that sounds like we're making up a name that is not, you're really Sting or something like that. Like you're a real actual famous musician.
That's why he wants to stay private.
That's what I'm saying. Like the name that we've like that we've been calling you is fake because your real identity is that you're Sting. Your real name is just, he's just some other guy named Sting.
But really?
It would be really annoying. Yes, but no, like seriously, your voice is like ridiculous. What? Why don't you sing all the time? Like all day long. All day long.
Is that the first time we've heard you sing and not your Homestar voice?
Yeah, that was lovely.
So.
It was really sung in my entire life.
I'm telling our choir director.
You can't do that to him, but he has to sing to
us. He has
us
to save his voice for us.
He comes here ever.
I just said, I had so much time, so much trouble sharing that because, like, I knew that if I just spent more time with it, and I got to the point that I could belt it out, I feel like it would sound better. But
it was amazing.
It was perfectly belted.
But I ran out of time.
So I feel so dumb. What is that song?
I don't know. I can't place it either.
It's David Bowie. It's more Bowie from...
It's David Bowie?
What is it? Which one is it?
Ashes to Ashes is what it's called. It's sort of a post-apocalyptic follow-up to...
oh my God, Abby, did you just like
Major Tom?
Is that going to be playing in the bedrooms all this? I mean, the one bedroom, not
bedrooms?
The bedrooms. You guys have so many bedrooms.
They're just playing it through the sound system in the whole house.
But I'm saying, what the hell, Abby? Oh my God, your husband just sang a David Bowie. Like, did you, and you hadn't heard that before? Are you looking at him? Because it looks like you're looking away from him. That's what's
that
so confusing.
I'm looking into his eyes,
except now he's avoiding my eyes. Look at that.
We can move the cameras around in Discord.
That's so cute. I know. I wish we could change it so we knew exactly where you were looking. Because it looks like you're just looking the opposite. Like you're like, okay, no, I'm not going
to
look
at
him.
I know, it's very confusing to the listeners.
It's so cute. Oh, my gosh.
My favorite part, I end up kind of making myself laugh. With the ferret to fairy.
Yes!
That's great.
That was so great. Oh, my God. The whole
Alex,
like
could you read the lyrics aloud so that I... Because I was really focused on...
Oh, they're in the
chat.
You want me to read them?
Yeah, we sure.
Oh, they are already?
Yeah, we were all reading them.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Roscoe, Shimi, return a wagon to Millings, Goods, and Sundry.
Wait, which chat?
I pushed
the
human off the ledge. Yeah,
not the recording
when
chat.
I was eight. The text I punched server. A pole as hard as I can. That's Roscoe. And then this is a quote that Abby wrote down that Roscoe said, the present isn't the mystery, it's the past, and it's brackish clear.
Who said that?
Roscoe said it.
Yeah, it was in Roscoe's notes.
I remember saying that at all.
Maybe you didn't,
but now you did.
It's a good line. The present isn't the mystery, it's the past, and it's brackish.
That sounds like Roscoe.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Did you find the lyrics, Abby?
Did you find them? They're in the damn top in.
I'm going to pretend that I
voice
did.
The music.
Oh, there they are.
Yeah. I couldn't remember all of your nautical terms.
There's a lot of them. They're pretty
there
great.
There were a lot, yeah.
I don't think I said any this time.
No, yeah, they're from
the last time.
Yeah.
Ashes to ashes, ferret to ferry. We know Captain Malvolio Paisley. Aww.
So I didn't realize how high that song is.
Yeah, no, you got it. Yeah.
It's very high. I couldn't
ashes
do the whole thing.
Ashes to ashes, fun to funky. We know Major Tom's a junkie. Strung out in heaven's high. Hitting an
thank you for doing
time.
That.
Thank you. I'm
sharing
like,
this.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Mm-hmm. I'm just looking through the original lyrics to see
check.
Like, you know, like see things I wouldn't have noticed because I don't know the song. That's amazing.
Yeah,
thank you so much. Like, oh my God. Please never stop sharing.
Yep.
Because
and now you have at least a 3-week break, but probably more like a 6-month break. Alrighty.
KT, you're doing the next recap.
Yay.
Good notes.
Oh, crap.
That's you. Remember, that's the job of everybody else, and then you send them to the person. Right?
Oh, no. I never
do that. Is that the rule?
I don't know. I don't know why it would be.
It actually seems like a pretty good rule.
Can you guys chat amongst yourselves?
Why?
For 1 minute.
Are you going to rewrite the recap?
I need to go get a beer.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, fine. Yeah, Alex hasn't moved from that chair for literally 4 hours. You need to write a recap every day and sing it. And
it's
then
amazing.
You'll feel good about it.
You see, yeah. It was...
What I wanted to do, but I couldn't figure out how to do it. I was looking up... metal or thrash songs that were under a minute. And I was going to try to record. I had written down all these keywords from the notes that I was just going to scream.
Whoa.
But the problem was that it turns out that every single one of these songs is completely unintelligible. And so I wasn't quite sure how to make it work.
That would work for something like if it was a battle heavy episode, because then you could just like,
yes.
It'd be like the mm-hmm. concepts yeah. of like each turn or whatever could really pretty easily fit into something like that. You should definitely
very
save
true.
That idea, like file it away.
Abby, start singing a creepy lullaby. She'll run.
Hush-a-bye, don't you cry. Go to sleepy little baby. Can you imagine her thinking that creepy?
No.
That's like, it sounds like something like they would sing during the witch trials, Abby. Well,
when
like, it just sounds like a very
die,
old fashioned.
I will.
Exhibit one, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, exactly.
Sing your lullaby, Mary. But it's just a lullaby. Yes, but sing it.
Oh my gosh, here we go. Good start.
All right. So, is everybody good with what's going on right now? Does anybody need any clarification?
Exactly we are. Well, where physically are we in the world?
All right. So,
Trent.
Trent.
Yeah, Trent.
Right. Everybody's in Trent.
Are we standing at the boat dock right now? Or are we in the library?
So
we're all separated.
Batwack and Will, I think, have still not yet left the library, but I think they were kind of trending that way, along with Trofast. Roscoe and Shimi are outside Milling's goods and sundries, surrounded by guards, as the proprietor screamed for them and said, they're back, the thieves, they're back. And then Rafina and ostensibly Mo, though he was not very present last time, are, I think, about to get to the other end of the ferrying route. And they've got the sort of head of the funeral procession on board, the captain and his unfortunate burden, and those sort of near the front of the line. Not everybody was able to fit. Make sense?
Yeah.
And I think Mo is ostensibly apparently sitting on the bottom of the river eating crabs.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because right. I was like, oh, yeah, Rafina didn't think Mo was with her, but he was. He just wasn't doing anything. And we were trying
yes,
to figure out where
exactly.
Mo was and what he was doing.
I
and the picture was him cross-legged, like literally
yeah.
on the bottom of the river,
crunch.
Just with surrounded by seafood delicacies.
Wearing a suit?
I
is it okay
so.
He got
is
that suit wet?
Oh, my God.
But he has a plastic bib, so it's fine.
So that part of his chest will be...
wet.
Perfect.
And covered in plastic. All right. So, Bathwick and Will.
Oh, okay.
Hello. So you're in a dusty old library.
Okay.
You've confided your plan in Trofast. He's going to go try to drum up support. And the general idea is that Bathwack will, air quotes, die. Air quotes to the three of you and the others you trust. Maybe you won't tell Roscoe, who knows? Maybe, though you've already talked about it. So
yeah, we have.
Roscoe probably knows.
But he might forget.
Yeah, I think everyone in the party knows. But we were also saying that we probably won't tell anyone else.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Trofast is going to try to find the people that you think would be loyal to Bathwack still to get support. Still, I think the idea was to say that Bathwack has died, but that he can be brought back at this special site in Gully's End. So he's going to pass this semi-lie around, so that way the ruse is still maintained that Bathwack is dead. So Trofast knows that Bathwack won't actually be dead, but he's not going to tell that to anybody else. He's going to just say that Bathwack has died, but that he's going to be brought back to overthrow this coup that's happening or whatever.
Right. And then, so that people don't become dejected and
scattered. And can come to support, but without blowing the idea that Bathwack is dead, which hopefully will take the heat off of you from, at the very least, Juliet Rusher and or whoever is there trying to find the untrue king.
Ugh, how Bathwack dare you?
Medrack.
Whoa.
So, yeah.
Go. Oh, shit. What do we do? Wait, did the guy leave?
No, not yet.
Get out of here, guy.
All right, bye.
Just kidding. I don't know. Do we have anything else to say? We need to come up with a poem. We need to come up with a slogan.
I mean, should I go? Did he have an accent or a voice or anything?
I don't know. Oh, Trofast? God. Weren't you just listening to it or something?
Well, a couple days ago.
I have no idea.
Should I listen right now or should I just make something different?
Just make something up. I feel like he was just distinguished.
Yeah, I think, he was like serious, right? Ew. He was pretty like boring.
He just sat down, ate a very spicy lunch in the library and changed your voice.
Spicy. Hey, guys.
Okay. I'm going to go get some milk and then do the plan. Bye, guys.
Were we going to meet later or anything? Like, was that, do we know if that?
How should we rendezvous?
I don't know how it ended. I'm asking you how it ended. That's what I don't know.
It was like, okay, we're going to plan.
Yeah, that's how it ended. We were going to plan. We zone of truth him, remember? And you called him a trustworthy slob.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, basically everybody established that they trust each other.
Oh, okay.
And then we sat down to plan.
Yeah, Will, that's right.
Oh, so we were all thinking of, okay, awesome, cool. We're planning. Okay. Planning montage. I said planning King Bathwack's death montage.
Yeah, because I think I said, hey, if you guys want, you can plan this.
In a montage. Live. Oh, like, shit. And then we didn't do it. All right. It sounds great. Yeah. High five,
so
Alex.
We actually have to figure out how Bathwack is going to die, but.
You've been sitting there in silence for 2 hours.
I know. Whoops.
Drumming your fingers.
That was one of the things I was trying to work on was like what Will would be working on. But like, yeah, the death. Fuck, if we were supposed to work on the death. Oh, man. Alex, well, then should we start with us or should you start with somebody else? Me and Alex can secretly be chatting about how to kill him.
So.
Okay, awesome.
Trofast is going to be like, it feels like this is going to take some figuring in terms of how to get him to die, right? How to get to you to die, he would be addressing Bathwack, not Will.
Yeah, it's going
to
take some figuring.
I don't think Trofast needs to know exactly. He just needs to know that it's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I could get on my way.
Soon.
Yeah. Start on that, right?
And he can go and rendezvous with everybody and spread this message.
Are we going to meet back in Gully's End?
But wait, you need to have some kind of prophecy or something. You need to have something to... It needs to sound legit. Like, you can't just walk up to somebody and be like, Bathwack's dead, but he's coming back. So just follow me.
So someone else
here
said it? Like, Bahamut? Could Bahamut have spoken to me?
Would Bahamut speak to this guy? I look at Bathwack.
Well...
Yeah, I think you have your answer right there. Bathwack didn't even say anything.
Bathwack's
like
not sure about how it's real anymore, but yeah, sure.
Ooh. Well, I mean, it could. Oh, God.
Does that sound bogus?
What could...
God talked to me in a dream.
Oh, yeah. No, that never happens. Actually, it happens.
Sounds totally legit.
Yeah. But, but he needs something special. Like, I don't know. He needs something. Like, right? Like, do you have something that's.
You mean some natural. Some, like, some event that will foreshadow the.
Or something King physical. Rising.
Or something physical that he can show people.
Like if you had lost your hand but kept it somehow, you could have given that to me and then I would take it around. But obviously you still have your hands.
To prove that I am dead.
Or just to prove that...
You'll come back. I think. Yeah. I think that's... It needs to be some kind of prophecy. Like some kind of really well-worded thing that he was told. Or something. You know, like we definitely need to work on that.
So I can't leave yet.
Oh, fucking get out of it. I'll work on it and I'll send it to you.
How?
I don't know. Where are you going? Are you staying in this town?
No, I'm leaving.
You're leaving right now?
Well, that's what we're... I thought that was the point. That's why I'm leaving now.
I'm saying, like, I could try to come up with something.
Okay, like a little... Like a limerick?
No, I don't know. Bathwack.
Rhyming couplet?
I don't know. What could... I was going to say your necklace or something, but that's probably not a good idea because I don't know what that would prove. But it is... It would prove that he saw you. It could be...
Oh, gosh. I can't really part with my necklace.
Is that where you get your powers or something?
I don't know, but I need it.
He needs it. He needs it. All right, Trofast, what would prove to these people that he's coming back or that what would make them believe you? You know, you guys know these people better than I do. I don't know. I have ideas like a limerick, a poem, a something that sounds
evocative,
supernatural and mysterious. You got to have something like that.
Actually, fine. So Bathwick takes off the necklace and gives it to Trofast. It says, if anyone asks, I'm dead. You saw my body and you removed this.
Okay. Okay. You're sure? Sir?
I'm sure.
He looks at Will and it's like, that's going to do it.
Okay. Will they believe that he's going to come back? Do you have any magical connections? Yeah. What are you going to do? What impress me? How are you going to convince them that he's going to come back? That you're not just some fervent servant. Fervent servant.
Ooh,
fervent
that's
servant.
Good.
Yeah, I know it is. See, that's what I'm saying. I'm a man of many words. Okay, fervent servant is just two of them. Is just two of them, you guys. Oh my God. Anyway, I think there just needs to be something special. That's great. But how we come back? Something. Vision is fine. I'm fine with vision, but we need to have like a little slogan or a godlike message. From the falls, he will rise. Something like that.
Whoa! Riffing is not there.
You hear it though.
It booms around the city.
Whoa!
Who was that? Oh, you're like every will spread everywhere. And that's the other thing, Bathwack. Now, whatever fucking phrase we come up with, we got to start spreading that everywhere and weird things around so that so that there's like a, I don't know, like a legend or something. It's got to feel more real. We got to spread it a little bit around. Not that somebody might care. I don't know if they don't know.
What did we say before? Something like the king will rise from the clifftop resting place or something.
I don't know if we said anything.
I don't remember
before.
If we said anything.
I mean, to be honest, that's less catchy.
That is less catchy. Will?
Yeah.
What should we say?
Yeah. I mean, I think. I mean, okay, so you got to tell me again. Like, there's a special waterfall. There is a specific. Is there a name of the waterfall? Could we say from Blah Falls, he shall rise? Something like that?
I mean, it's King's Falls.
Oh, my God. Okay. From King's Falls, the fallen king shall rise. Something like that.
Is that too many falls?
Ridiculous. Can't have too many falls. This is King Bathwack we're talking about. He's all about the waterfalls. The waterfalls flow within him. That kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
From King's Fall, the fallen king shall rise! Kivash!
Yeah. Okay, cool. I don't know. Maybe that'll work.
And just shorten it to the fallen king shall rise.
Mm.
It's like when you read the stage instructions or the, you know, the music dynamics.
Disappointed!
Disappointed! Oh my God. Was it from the falls he shall rise? That I think that's what I said
from
originally.
King's Falls.
From King's Falls.
From the, from the falls he shall rise.
Yeah. So whatever you want to do, you can, you know.
From King's Falls shall he rise, is that what you're saying?
Something like that. It's going to be like a game of telephone, and we show Gully's End. There will be signs everywhere that say,
yeah. Rise up,
he
your
shall
falls.
Jump on a trampoline.
In the autumn time.
Amazing. Yeah. I mean, I think any of those. What do you, what, I mean, okay, and now I make him audition. I make him deliver each of those lines
okay.
to me, and then I judge which he can deliver the best, because all right. it's all about, I'm putting a lot of faith in this guy, Trofast Bathwack. We, your highness, are putting a lot of faith in this guy.
Well, let me audition.
All right, well, I'm putting on the pressure. This is how it works.
Okay, great. Which one do you want me to start with?
I'm just staring at him because I know that that's how auditions suck. You never feel comfortable in an audition. Will's trying to make this uncomfortable now. He's just staring at him.
From the falls, he shall rise. From King's Falls, the fallen king shall rise. From King's Falls, he shall rise. The fallen king from the falls shall rise. Oh no, I knocked my water over. Like a waterfall?
Oh, wow.
So okay. Every time I do it, I have to knock something over full of water so it falls over the side of whatever surface yeah. it's on. Look, see?
See, his necklace, it lies beneath the puddle. And then they'll all freak out. Do it every time. Can you do it? I just wish I could. I wish I have no. Have I revealed that I have magic at all? I don't know. Dang.
He must know because you like probed his thoughts or something, right?
Yeah, did I?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So at least I have some like. King's whatever. What am I called?
Valet.
Valet.
Not a viceroy.
I don't know what a viceroy is. Sorry. I don't even know. Is that
we're calling you Valencio.
Valencio Beigeman.
The valet.
Oh my God. This is just like this is turning into a, what's it called? The kind of episode where you just.
The clip show?
The clip show. Because we're like, what was that again? The whole time.
Remember that time we had Thanksgiving together?
Right. I didn't eat anything. Okay, so Bathwack, what do you think? Is this any good? I wish we could give him something magic that would make him look scary when he delivered the message.
I'm sure he'll hone this over time.
Oh, do I?
I'm a valet.
Items.
I've never been away from my necklace, so
right.
That should be very convincing.
Okay, well, have tears in your eyes when you deliver it. Pound their chest in a manly way. Make the dust fly off. Like you guys got to go ride a horse somewhere,
from the
okay?
falls.
Yes.
He shall rise.
Yes. That's what I'm talking about.
From the falls, he shall rise.
Yes.
From King's Falls, the fallen king shall rise.
Okay, that's a little too campy. And you know, we're talking about your real king, okay? What if Bathwack? What if this scary man?
Uh-huh.
Actually died, and you were hoping.
From King's Falls, the fallen king shall rise.
Bathwack, what do
you
think?
Yeah, that wasn't very good. He wipes tears out of his eyes.
I mean, the tears are good. It's good to know that you can cry on command. I think that's pretty good. Bathwack, can we like tear a piece of your clothing too? Would that be? Could there be blood on the neck? There's got to be. It's come on.
You know what? Let's chop his hand off.
Okay, let's do it. One finger? I mean, that's not going to be a big deal. What about
he's only
toe?
Got six.
How many toes do you have?
Toenail clipping.
He has 30 toes.
What is
and then we can
you?
Say, once you reconnect the toe to the body, the fallen king shall rise.
Behind the falls.
Behind the falls.
At the orthopedic really surgeon up. Behind the falls, the fallen king shall rise.
It should be a fallen arch.
Oh.
You should have a fallen arch in your foot.
All right, peel the
at
arch
the,
off
the
of
orthopedic
the foot.
Surgeon, the yes. fallen arch.
All right, I mean, this is about as much. Fuck, I wish I had thought about this. Yeah. I mean, I can. It wouldn't be written on. Would you write it? You know what? You know what? You should. No, you wouldn't have written it on a piece of paper. I'm just trying to think. Oh, I like paperwork. I like evidence. Yeah, fine. The necklace proves
carve
that
it
he's
into
dead.
My arm.
But I wish I had magic that could like imbue it with some kind of holy light or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
But I mean, we can do things. In you know, as we travel, right? We can.
Yeah, we can.
We can
do
tell
that.
People. Yeah. We can. It doesn't matter if it changes a little bit, as long as as long as people think that something's going to happen.
Will is like nervously, like intensely looking at Bathwack as he says that sentence, like waiting for more words. Like he's like, you can tell he's very nervous, like putting the performance or the lie in someone else's hands that he has no idea, like, whether this guy can do this. So he's like, all right, I don't know. And I don't know whether these other people will believe it either. So he's just, yeah, just doesn't have a lot of faith in this
so nervous
guy. Yeah.
I mean, Will, I mean, how do you... Well, okay, I don't know anything about whatever you did in your hometown, but I feel like you behave like someone who knows what they're doing. You must have some way. Like, how do you build a reputation for yourself? What do we do?
I usually have more time. That's the problem. This is very last minute. But, you know, yeah, we're gonna do stuff as we travel and stuff. Like, he just keeps looking at this guy. This guy. Is he like crying in the corner? What is he
he's
doing
okay
as we're talking about him and like
full
saying
out
that he's
sobbing.
Well, like just because like Will's like, I don't believe that this guy can do it.
Beating his chest.
And doesn't he's not think saying he's anything. Lame. Yeah, Bathwack doesn't think he's lame.
I know Will does.
Will all those things, you're lame.
That's right. But yeah. I don't know if Bathwack knows that though. Anyway, I mean, I think it's fine if we send him on his way. Trofast, I just make sure that, I mean, don't leave my family for too long.
Okay.
Or send someone to them.
Okay.
You said they were alone.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that was best. I wasn't exactly sure who to trust.
Oh, God, don't just send anybody. Oh, God, do
I'll make
I know
my way
anybody?
Back there.
Do I know anybody?
I know how to travel through this land. I'll be fine. Fuck. If you need me to introduce you to anybody, I can probably help.
No, I mean, like, do I know anybody that I could send? I'm just trying to think if I know anybody from this region that I could send. But I don't really get down here very often. Ever.
Then so Bernard.
Trofast, we were thinking we would go by sea.
Right.
Just to let you know.
Yeah, I realized that you guys were gonna maybe use the ship.
Mm-hmm. Abby just had the best idea, but I don't know. It would kill Will. Like to think sending Bernard in some way could help them? Do I actually think that? He died pretty easily before. I don't know how.
But like,
you know what I mean? That
you're not,
like,
you're not
have a
necessarily
lot of...
sending him into battle.
Yeah. It's to like...
How far away can Bernard go?
Yeah, I don't
no,
even
a good
know.
Question. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't want to steal your idea, Abby, but I love that idea. Like, Will hesitantly being like, I mean, like, I could send Bernard in some way, maybe. I don't know how far he can go on his own. And if he dies, I will kill everybody in the whole world. So I don't know if that is a good idea. So I shouldn't have said that. But maybe if he could fly, I don't even know how far he can go. I don't know. It's just like a thought. Just a thought that Abby had. Good job, Abby.
Oh, thanks.
Even just to deliver a message or something. I don't know.
Could maybe he be a liaison between you and I? In addition to anything else?
I guess. Oh, God. I need to talk to him before I don't know if he can die again. You guys, I can't. I cannot. That is not something. Okay. Let's just. Hey, that's not your business anyway.
You're right.
So why don't you just keep auditioning and tell me when you're done? I turn back to Madeline. I just expect him to
tell
start.
Tell me when you're done.
Yeah, I turn away from him. I'm not even. I'm just like expecting to hear it when I hear it. You know what I mean? Like once he delivers the right delivery, I'll be like, that's it. And then we're done.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Yeah, like, I don't know if I want to send Bernard everywhere, but I'm just saying maybe he could go to help your family in some way. But that's another conversation. This doofus needs to get the hell out of here after we can get him and hone his skills into an actual lying guy. Because right now he's, you know, he's halfway there maybe. He's just kind of boring. It's just not convincing.
What did you say, Will?
That was a lot. Fuck you.
It's a soundscape. You can edit that and put it underneath
yes.
all
oh,
of this.
Oh, yeah. No,
now.
I totally will. I totally will. I don't know if you actually didn't hear me, but he basically said.
I didn't.
He was talking about Bernard going to. He's like, I could potentially send Bernard to your family. I don't know if I want to send him everywhere. And I also don't know how far he can go. But also that. What was the other thing I was?
Couldn't hear any of it.
And then I ended.
Communicating with Trofast.
I was like, I'm not sure how important.
Boring.
Oh, but I said he's really, I said, we just need to convincing. Get this guy's skills up. Yeah, because he's too boring. He's very boring and I don't believe him. He's like halfway there. So he needs to work on this and that's it. But I can't remember. I asked him a question. Shoot.
Okay. So Bernard can talk to you, right? From far away?
I don't know how far away he can be. I don't know. I haven't really tested that, I don't think. He hasn't been that far away from me. In general. Anyway, like, I feel like we don't
Bernard
need to decide
seems
that.
To be, he gives you good advice, right?
Bernard? He is a civilian. I wouldn't always take his advice, but sometimes it's useful when it comes to, like, math or books or matters of the heart. Those three things. So what do you want? Which one? Aww. Math, books, or matters of the heart? Yeah, that's his evaluation of Bernard. That's his best friend, by the way. I don't know if I've ever said that, but that was well before
he died.
That's
Alex's memoir.
Aww.
Math.
That's so true. But matters of the heart is scratched out.
Oh, it's just in a smaller font.
It's in a smaller font. That's really cute. And then sometimes I sing in parentheses at the very bottom of the book. I hope someone else is taking notes of this conversation because I can't. I can't when I'm role playing and also trying to figure out what the hell happened last time. I have no idea what I've said.
I mean, I feel like sending Bernard would put him at a lot of risk. And I
right.
mean, Trofast
but your family
knows
is also at a lot of risk. That's why I'm offering. And that's why we also don't have to do this right now. I'd rather not do this in front of this auditioning guy.
But I mean, is there some risk that Bernard would... I mean, he doesn't know... He's not familiar with Gully's End. Like, if he tries to make his way there alone, I don't know.
He's a man. He's not an actual dog. He can actually read and potentially, I guess, now that he can talk to everybody, I guess he could talk to a stranger, potentially get killed.
I mean, I guess maybe he'd be safer than, well, than any of us. Because he's not aligned with anyone.
I'll have to talk to him about it. Do you know anyone else that you would trust to send to your family that isn't like these other guys that this guy is going to?
I mean, you. Right.
But I don't...
I need your help.
No!
No!
That was Eric. No.
Oh. Yeah, I just fly off on my own adventure now. Yeah. Cool. Well, his voice really broke like that. Wow, that was really good acting. No, it was just that my throat was dry, but his voice does do a little shaky thing because that was unexpected. Well, my dog brother is also trustworthy, so he's probably the guy that can fly around while we kill everything because I don't know how many hit points he has or life essences or whatever we would call it. I don't know how much essence he has in his dog body. I don't know if he can die really easily, really. I would need to have a talk to him.
He may even be safer not with us,
yes,
to be honest.
I almost feel like that is the truth. But I also, this is not, okay. Bathwick, I'm just going to level with you. This is not a small ask, and I don't really know why I brought it up. It's not a small thing for me. This is my deceased brother, okay? Trofast, shh.
Oh, sorry.
Too much crying.
Oh, now I have to do that so you can add it in.
No.
There you go.
Okay, it's reminding perfect. Me of Tobias Fionke auditioning for the fire sale.
Fire!
Sale.
Oh my god, it's so good. All right. Well, I don't know.
Well, you said, you told him to stop crying. I thought you were...
Yeah, I don't know. That was your way to bring him back in. Like, Will, like, this is not something that Will's going to... He has to talk to Bernard. He can't... Yeah, he's not going to make this decision on his brother's behalf also, but just this is a bit... That would be a big deal for him to do, so...
So, Bathwick kind of calmly and coldly for a minute says... Ooh. I mean, he says, if something does happen to my family, I mean, Bernard's a dog... He's likely to.
Bernard right? he's in a dog form, person. Right? He's a person.
No, but he's in a dog form, right?
Okay, but I don't know if he dies now, if he's never going to be alive again, which is what I thought before.
No, Will. What I mean is, he's disguised. Like he's likely to be able to even get away.
Yeah.
I guess I'm just saying that I'm hopeful that he might be safe, even if my family isn't.
I think so, too. I think, well, I would hope that also that if we do this, we would send him with a message that would actually help them. So they wouldn't actually just be trapped somewhere or whatever. Maybe he can help them in some way. Yeah, maybe. Will looks stressed out. I just have to ask him. I can't just control him. He's not just a magic spell. He's a human being. Somebody that I fucked over once before, and I'm not going to do it again. He has to make this decision for himself. So, end of discussion right now, I would say.
Okay.
But I will try my best to help your family, is all I'm going to say. That's why I'm trying to make this guy not such an idiot. Hey, stop it.
You already said to stop.
Oh, you've been stopped this whole time? It's like the,
I don't know.
The
That's
crying
up to you,
is
KT.
Still in my ear. It's just Will, phantom crying in his ear.
Uh-huh.
Were you listening, though? I hope you were doing something so you weren't listening, because that was a private conversation. Anyway, okay, that last one. It was great, I guess. Can we just assume that he does a good one?
Yeah, sure.
All right, just do your ultimate performance right now. You can do it.
From King's Falls, the fallen king shall rise.
Yay!
That's it? Oh, no.
From the falls, he shall rise.
Okay. And what's your story? How did you get this message?
When I took the chain from his neck.
Ooh.
The words were seared into my brain as if I had always known them.
I like that. That's good.
Thank you.
I think it'll work. Maybe. Hopefully. But then again, we have my dog Bat brother, just in case this guy can't do anything. We can get your family out, maybe. Okay.
Dog Bat.
And scene, says Will to the guy. hustle off now.
Okay.
Take 15 and forever. Get the fuck out of my face.
All right. Godspeed, sir.
Doesn't say that. I'm supposed to be polite still, but I guess I'm losing my composure. Supposed to be. Get the heck out of here, guy, other non-important valet, says the important valet to the unimportant one.
But I do mean best wishes to both of you, and good luck in this. I believe in you, sir, and I know that we will succeed. And he kneels.
Yes, Bethwack. No, that's not kingly.
Pees on him.
Yeah.
He pees
on him! No, Bethwack places his hand on his shoulder and then bids him to stand up.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Trofest.
He nods and then turns and goes.
Awesome.
Suddenly, the library's finally quiet, Will. All right. Roscoe, you're in the street outside of Milling's Goods and Sundries. Sundry? Yeah, that's the plural. It's not sundries.
I think that they have that on signs. Goods
but
and sundries.
You can have it just one sundry if you want. It's D&D. You can do whatever you want.
Sundry. It's powdered sun-kissed.
Oh,
sun-dried tomatoes.
So... Yep, there's guards all around. There's an animated old coot in the doorway pointing at you and screaming for them to arrest you. Shimi's got his hands straight up in the air. All this, you were just interrupted just with your practicing about how to teach the others how to be normal. Isn't that how it goes, right?
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So yeah, the guard is closing in, and there's a couple people reaching up. Someone's grabbed Shimi's hands, and they're binding them behind his back, and someone is coming up behind you as well.
Yeah, Roscoe rolls his eyes and puts his hands up, and he mutters to Shimi, "Don't say a word until we have legal representation."
And Shimi looks at you wide-eyed and nods. And yeah,
Roscoe nods back.
As one of the guards grabs your hands and pulls them, not like terribly roughly, but not gently either, behind your back, and your wrists are bound. And the man says, "Take them to the captain! At once! He'll know what to do!"
Mm.
The guard who looks to be in charge says, "Yep, that's where we'll be taking them. Come along." And, the old man says, "Strip them of their weapons and goods!" And the man who's in charge turns back to him and sort of steps aside. Just says, okay, Paul, calm down. We've got it from here. And Shimi is just looking at you, Roscoe, as you're being marched away from this store in the wagon. And the old man, who's kind of hopping from foot to foot, seems very excited.
His name is Paul?
Mm-hmm.
Paul Millings?
Uh-huh.
Paul Millings.
Roscoe's sticking every ounce of willpower to resist shouting. "Hey, cab! Hey, cab! Hey, cab!
I thought you said, Hey, cab.
Hey, me cab. Too. No, I heard
hey, cab. He accidentally does. Out of reflex, he yells out, "Hey, cab!" And he's like, "I mean, hey, cabby. Hey, some cab.
A glass of Cabernet, please, sir. Sommelier. Roscoe, what do?
We do what they say.
What?
And we say nothing until we have legal representation.
Right, but like, how are we getting away?
We're outnumbered, Jimmy. Just walk, just go where they want us to go.
I've never been caught like this before. I've always managed to squeak my way out of any trouble I got into.
All right, we're not caught, okay? God damn it.
All right, I'm Roscoe LaFleur.
We're not caught. We're temporarily unsqueaked by... Think about it that way.
Unsqueaked?
We're temporarily pre-squeaked.
All right. So we're okay? We just go along?
Yeah.
Well, like, what if one of us got away and then, like, told the others?
I don't think it's worth the risk, Jimmy.
All right. But, like, what's the captain gonna do?
I don't know. Right now I don't have any good ideas, so let's just go with the flow until I have one, okay?
Okay. All right. Did you want to keep pretending to be you teaching everybody else how to be normal?
Pretending?
No, like, I was pretending to be them, and you were teaching them, in quotes, how to be normal. Remember, like, just like 10 minutes ago?
Yeah.
You seem to be very happy then, and I'm just trying to make sure you're all right.
You know what, Jimmy?
Yeah?
Yeah. Keep on teaching you to be normal. So, here's your next lesson.
Right?
When you're under arrest, shut the fuck up! Zip it. This is not a walk and talk situation.
All right. All right, I'm Will, and I'm grumpy about it, but I'll do it.
Okay.
Good.
I fucking hate cops, though.
Shh.
All right. Touché.
All right. Rafina.
Hi.
Hi. You good? You situated?
I'm all situated.
That's good. So, you're on the ferry, getting the head of the funeral procession over to the other side,
right.
Which includes Captain Malvolio Paisley. And one of the last things we learned is that he seemed to be rather taken with Rafina as she was executing her ferious duties aboard this vessel. And, as you're bringing the ferry in to the dock on the other side of the river, he approaches you and he says, may I be forward with you?
No. But...
All right.
Would you like to write me a letter?
I suppose I could.
Sorry, Eric.
No, you're good. I love it. Though what I was going to ask was a little more in the present than a letter might allow for.
I see. All right. Well, certainly. I just want to warn you, I'm trying very hard to focus on what we're doing here. This is an important operation.
Oh, thank you. I know. I appreciate it. I just wondered if maybe you would like to accompany me to my ship.
To your ship?
To my ship, yes. I mean, an accomplished sailor such as yourself, I thought, might appreciate the inner workings of my vessel.
Wow, that's very forward. I would be delighted to visit your ship. However, I must check in on my fellow travelers and make sure everyone is still alive before I do anything extracurricular. Thank you for the offer.
Oh, of course. Well, you're always welcome. It's just that, you know, watching you work has it truly has given me the first real smile since Chloe passed.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. And Rafina breaks out of her serious concentrating mode and gives him a hug.
Aw. He's a big man.
And then she stops abruptly.
Okay.
Because yes. She needs to snap back into it.
Yes, well, you and your friends are certainly welcome at any time.
Thank you. You would like them.
Oh, I'm sure I would. Anyone who would like you. And he turns and he realizes he's holding a coffin, and he sort of half.
Is that a coffin in your pocket, or are you just glad to see me?
Amazing!
Is that a ferret coffin in your pocket?
A ferret coffin? Oh my god.
That's what I call condoms.
A ferret coffin! Oh my god.
You don't like, Adam does not like that. But he's also signing up for OkCupid under that username currently.
Oh my god.
And yeah, he kind of half backs, half sidles down the gangplank, mm-hmm. which you've
how cute
graciously lowered.
He falls off the off the deck and yep. breaks oh his
throws
neck
the coffin the up in the air, a dead ferret spinning in the sunlight. No. And then he turns and leads the procession away, giving more than a few, at least a few glances over his shoulder as he goes.
So wait, the whole procession followed him up to me when he like came to talk to me?
Yeah, in formation. No, but like image. As he's leaving, they're going after him.
I see.
Yeah. now you're alone on the ferry. Well, not alone. Gary's there. Moe's around Gary's somewhere. He might be Gary there. Ferry. He might be underwater. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the ferry or Gary or is there. He's been poring over the book that you presented him.
Yes, that book.
And yeah, you as you turn, he's actually looks to be sort of testing out some of the ferrying equipment. And he seems to kind of know what he's doing.
Oh, Gary, you're definitely improving. Keep it up.
Oh, thanks. I feel like I'm more at home here now.
Oh, I'm so glad. Don't screw it up. Just kidding.
Oh, it's okay. Wait. Yeah, it is okay to screw up every now and then. I remember that from the
book.
No,
that's not what I mean.
Oh, but that's not what you mean. That you don't. That's not part of your... You skipped that page.
No, it's okay. It's part of the process.
Right.
It's part of the process.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was getting so caught up in those little moments where I'd make a little flub, and then all of a sudden I was flubbing all over the place. You gotta move through the flub.
That's right. Get from flub to flub-free.
Right.
Just good. Wait till chapter 7.
I'm excited. All right, but I guess we've got to get back to the other side. Or you said, you said you were going to go find your friends. Or are you?
Yep, I'm going to go check in with my friends.
Okay, I've got this.
I'm worried
Rafina.
About them. They don't do well when I'm not with them.
I could believe it. I sure wasn't doing well when I wasn't with you. But I'll be good from now on.
Ah, hooray. And I know the same is true of your wife and children.
Oh, yeah.
That they are doing great now.
Oh, I'm so happy to see them. Not just because of me,
but yes, hooray. And I paddle very quickly back.
Where?
Or off the dock, I mean. Oh. I paddle myself off.
You've got a kayak, you shoot down the gangplank.
Dry land, going down the street.
Yeah. It's like the Jackass urban kayaking, where they took kayaks in, like, just city fountains.
I didn't know. Oh, my God.
It's pretty good.
Hey, everyone. If you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.